Welcome to Christ Church Manchester Sermon Podcast. CCM is one church that meets every Sunday in various locations across Manchester. For more information about who we are or about our Sunday meetings, please visit www.christchurchmanchester.com.
This is the year of Jubilee. Right? Everyone understand that? This is the year of Jubilee. Yeah? All debt is forgiven before God. It's gone. Right? All debt is forgiven. The year of Jubilee in Israel was important. I think it was every sort of 70 years or something like that. They used to have to cancel anyone that owed you any money. It was cancelled. You can imagine how much the merchants used to love that. But your money was your own. Your debt was cancelled. We live in the year of Jubilee. Jesus said, "This is the acceptable year of the Lord." Your sin is forgiven.
Amen.
It's gone. Your sin's forgiven.
Yes, good.
Yeah? Look at me. Your sin is forgiven. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. It's done. Fully, finally, and forever. It is no more. And I felt really important that you understand that right at the beginning. Your sins are forgiven. So if we start with that as the foundation for this, if you understand how much you're forgiven, how great our salvation is. Listen to the words that were given this morning. The prophetic word of God this morning that came from the congregation is that your chains are broken. Your chains are lifted. They're broken. Yeah? Just bear with me for a minute. Just stand up. Just stand up. Stand up. Shake yourself out. Okay? Get your minds working on this. Okay, your sins are forgiven.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, fully, finally, and forever. You guys, in God's eyes, are perfect.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are perfect. Yeah? It's funny, isn't it? That Jesus said, if you want to be perfect, sell everything you've got and give it to the poor. Go ahead, go for it. It's harder, isn't it? Yeah. If you want to be perfect, sell everything you've got and give it to the poor. You see, money is a chain. It is a chain. Yeah. Because the trouble is that we look at it and we think that we need it to pay bills and that kind of stuff. Right? And it's true. We live in a world where, unfortunately, the world is a little bit reluctant to buy into the year of Jubilee kind of thing. They have a tendency to want money off us, don't they? Your gas and electric, they don't give it away, do they, anymore? No, I wish they did. But giving is a chain for people. But what we... You can sit down now, by the way. Yeah, now that you're all energised. Okay. What's going to happen later? If I do see you nodding off, Graham's going to come round and he's going to slap your face. Okay? Right? Giving. What we don't understand is that giving is such an easy win if you're looking to be perfect before God, if you're looking to grow in your Christian life, if you're looking to get, you know, more of God. Yeah, then the trick is to get less of the other stuff. Yawning. Graham? The trick is to get less of you and more of God. And money is such an easy win for a Christian. Give it away. Give it away. God is so good at taking your money and making it bigger. It's amazing. Can we have the next screen up? Help me not to waffle.
Amen.
Honour the Lord. You're going to get a slap. Honour the Lord by giving him the first part of all your income. The first part of all our income. So, we get this. And we're going to honour God. Going to honour God. Every paycheck. Every benefit, every, that includes me, right, I'm benefit man, okay, every money we get, our income, just, when it comes in, look at it and think, I'm going to honour God, yeah, first stage, honour the Lord by giving him the first part of all your income. Do you know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to take an offering. Okay, now you don't have to put your own money in, right? If you put proper money in, I'll nick it. Okay, right? Oh, I won't actually. I'll give it the church. But you can use chocolate coins. Now listen, you've got more than one chocolate coin here. So what I want you to do is I want you to think about your chocolate coins. You might want one of those chocolate coins. Might have children. You might want to bless someone with that chocolate coin. Yeah. You might want to eat it. Okay. Look at your chocolate coins. And I want you now, as we take this offering, have you got a bag, Ray? It's an odd bag around.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a plastic or bowl will do. Yeah, that'll do. Do you want to take it round for us?
Sure.
Yeah. Look intimidating while you're doing it. Give what you decide. Now, you can keep them. You can give some. You can give all. But please, I would rather you think about what you're going to do because, you know, these chocolate coins are a blessing. They're a blessing, aren't they? Yeah, good child. How many times do you come to church and you get chocolate? If you're not in glue or anything like that, you know? So as the bowl goes round, honour the Lord. Honour the Lord. And give what you decide, giving him the first part of all your income. Those chocolate coins are yours. They're not mine, they're yours. Keep them, give them, use them to bless others.
Taking out the bowl.
Yeah. Graham, are you nicking the offering?
We ended up, and Ben never gave me any at the end, so I decided to take one. Is that not right?
Yeah, the sun is looking well hard getting it out.
Hey? Well, we can decide that in the end. Don't worry. Yeah, don't worry. You won't miss out, Ray.
Okay.
How are we doing? All right?
Good.
Praise God. You haven't given. Ah, you see. Oh, there we go. Praise God.
One body now.
Honour the Lord, okay? Brilliant. Gonna leave them there. Look after him, okay? Honour the Lord by giving him the first part of your income. I'm gonna put my glasses on now. I know my eyes go like an owl, but here we go. I'm gonna read a scripture, okay? Jesus entered the temple courts, drove out all who were buying and selling there, overturning tables, the money changers, and benches of those selling doves. It is written, he said to them, my house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers. This is Jesus again, talking about money. Jesus, he wasn't a huge fan of it. Money, because he saw the snare that money can bring into lives, the chain that it brings when people get locked into the mentality that the money they've got is first and foremost there to enhance lives. We save our money so that it builds up into a security that God doesn't want you to have. Money is not a security. It's not. It doesn't matter whether you're a millionaire, a billionaire, on benefits, working low pay, working for good pay. It doesn't matter. Money is not a security. And God doesn't want us to make money a security, because it detracts from faith. It's a chain. And we are set free from chains. Jesus said, it is written for, it is said that a rich man, it is harder for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven than it is for a camel. He had such a wonderful way of words, didn't he? For a camel to go through the eye of a needle. And yet, we've already sung this morning, haven't we? Nothing is impossible with God. God isn't building a church with money. Yeah? The lesson of the widow's mite. And I've always said that the church grows with the two mites. It grows with the 5 quid here, with a couple of quid there, with the £10 here. That's how the church grows. It doesn't grow with millionaires. In fact, the church does not need more millionaires. It doesn't need more billionaires. It doesn't need big gifts. What the church needs is its people, God's people, to be faithful in what they have, so that our income goes into God's economy. God's economy is so different from the world. The world says, I never went to economics because my teacher was very scary. Okay, the teacher in school that taught economics, D.H. Jones his name, very scary man, really big, really broad, and played rugby. I played rugby, but I wouldn't play against him. The world says economics, the market forces dictate price. Supply equals demand equals equilibrium price. Simple sum. You want it, they've got it, and that sets the price. And the more you want it, yeah, more the price. God's economy doesn't work like that. God's economy works on a value system. Yeah, totally different. It works on the value of what that stuff can do in his hands. So, we've taken an offering this morning. Okay, the church is looking very, very healthy this morning. Okay, we'll all be fat with spots at the end, but, right, here we are. Now, Mrs. Upton here, she comes to church every week. Okay, and she's a blessing. She really is a blessing, but the gas and electric is going at home. Right, she has a dinner to make, and a couple of kids that are going to want to, you know, not run around the house in coats and cardigans and things. Okay, she's got a cat, yeah, that needs to be fed, all of these things. But the trouble is, she don't get paid till Wednesday, right? The trouble is, it's, you know, a difficult one. It's one that we face every single week. Some of us face it every single day. Okay? Just the thing of trying to get on in the world and make our money stretch so that, you know, it's tough. But the thing is, about Mrs. Upton, I'm using your right name. I can change your name for, yeah, so that people don't know who you are if you want. Right? But Mrs. Upton, Mrs. Jones here, okay, Mrs. Jones here, she fights that battle every single week. So she's faithful in what she does, and she gives every week, gives faithfully. So what would be a blessing to Mrs. Upton? Okay, what would be a blessing? Well, let's take one of these. Let's say, for example, here we are, 5 quid. Okay, there's a fiver there. It's not a lot of money, a fiver, is it? Well, I suppose it might be a lot of money for some of us. But a fiver, you know, it's kind of that, you know, it's not loads. Okay, what is it? You know, couple of energy drinks, a few cans of Coke, something like that. But you see, in Mrs. Upton's hands, whoop, sorry, throwing my money back. In Mrs. Upton's hands, what's that £5?
Shopping money.
Okay, shopping money.
Gas money.
Gas money. So what does that £5 do for Mrs. Upton? I'll tell you what it does. It sets her free for 2 days.
Yes.
It sets her free for 2 days. That's God's economy. God's economy is built on a value system, right? All of its own. Imagine the two loaves and the two fish. Yeah? Imagine that in God's hands, in Jesus' hands. It fed 5,000 people. Now that was a miracle, but it's no less of a miracle than blesses Mrs. Upton and setting her free for 2 days. Her and her family, they eat. The electric, the gas, central heating can go on, and they've got lights. The kids can all have a bath tonight, ready for school in the morning. It sets people free. Is that what your money's doing? Is it setting people free? Because that's what it should be doing. That's what happens when we give to God. I could give you testimony after testimony. I tried to get Sam to come up and give testimony this morning, but she won't, usual shy self, right? But I could give you testimony after testimony. You know, my church, when I first got saved, sent me to Bible college. No idea how I paid. No one ever told me or asked me for any money while I was there for 2.5 years, yet all my fees were paid. And I'll tell you what, they weren't paid by one church writing a check. I know that much, they were paid by people giving money. £10 here, £30 here, like a big give. Yeah, they were giving what little they had to honour God. Do you know what that did? Yeah, it trained a minister that would work and preach the gospel for 23 years. That's what that money did. It sets people free. Small congregation of people. A few small congregations of people have been giving. Has anyone ever walked down to the end of the road? There's a big scaffold up there. And there's a building that cost £1 million. Where did that come from? I haven't got £1 million to give anyone. Have you? Hands up anyone that's given £1 million in. No. God